I've realized that the way that people treat you is really how they truly deserve to be treated. So the whole little, I'm better than you, I'm superior, I'm snooty, you know, you're beneath me, cocky, arrogant, hasty attitude is really a reflection of how that person deserves to be treated. And it also says a lot about that person's character. People who pretend to be kings and queens and royals and treat people like peasants are usually the peasants. I am a queen. I am brilliant. I am educated. I am a doctor of psychology. I have accomplished things that my ancestors couldn't have ever imagined. I have been through an abusive past with my family. I have conquered. I found God for myself. No one taught me. I am a walking testimony, and I treat people with dignity and respect. Am I perfect? No. Do I have imperfections? Of course, everyone does. However, I like people and I treat people well. I don't treat the help like the help. I treat housekeepers well. I treat manicurists well. I treat in-home care takers well. I treat waitresses and waiters well. Whoever is considered to be the help, I'm respectful to them because I don't know who that person is. I don't know what they're going through. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish. I don't know what they are, what their purpose is. And as the Bible says, be good to all men because some of them are angels unknown. You never know who you are talking to, dealing with, shaking hands with, or interacting with. And God will test you. Everybody thinks that when angels come to the earth for visitations that they have wings and they're wearing all white and they're manicured and beautiful. And it's like, no, that's actually to test your superficiality, because when angels have earthly visitations, they usually look a bit gruff. You know, it's usual. I don't want to put images in your head because the conviction is yours. However, earth angels never look and appear as you think they should. Some may have tattoos. It just depends. Some are homeless, right? It's all to test your conviction. And when Yeshua, also known as Jesus, arrived in Africa, he did not look like everyone else. And so I'm saying all of this to say that a true royal is loving and kind. Yeshua, when he came to earth, he was loving and kind. First of all, the creator of the universe, the Alpha and the Omega, Yahweh, God, is the most loving and wonderful spirit ever to have graced, to have created living. The living God is an immaculate, wonderful spirit. That's why the Bible says God is love. God is love. True kings and queens are honorable and respectful. Look at the way Queen Elizabeth treated people. Look at the way Barack Obama and Michelle Obama treat people. Just think about some of like your greatest mentors or your greatest heads of state. You know, they're usually very classy and poised and admirable. A true spirit of God is loving and kind. You know, I always look at pastors and I always look at, you know, doctors, psychologists, and I always take notes because these people have power that renders them influence over others, right? So when a pastor says something, people normally just believe it's the voice of God. When a psychologist speaks, people just automatically believe it is true. They are speaking for the voice of psychology. When a medical doctor speaks, people assume he is speaking for medicine. When a lawyer speaks, because that's a doctor of jurisdiction, people believe, hey, this person is speaking for, you know, law. He is the law. And actually that's in their oath, that you are the law. When a musician speaks, a mogul, we believe they are speaking for music. And so I'm saying all that to say is that I always watch people with power and how they handle themselves, because when a person doesn't abuse their power and when a person treats people with respect and dignity, when they could totally take advantage of them, that says a lot about their integrity, their morality, their ethics, and their spirit, because you know a tree by its fruit. So whenever people are like they have superiority complexes, or they're competitive, or they're looking down on others, or, you know, those are usually like the low vibrational spirits. Those are usually angels of darkness appearing as light. That is an angel of darkness that's appearing like God is love. God never looks down on people. That is not a spirit of God. I live in a pretty rich area, and I've been around some high class people, and I always watch them. I notice when some of them are eyeing me up and down, looking for what's name brand on me, checking my Louis out, or, you know, or trying. I can always tell, oh, this is a low spirit, because they're trying to gauge me and also determine who I am based on my brand name. That means that this person does not have the true conviction of Yahweh, because they are looking at the outer appearance and not the inner appearance. They don't know how to test the spirit by the spirit of God. And so whenever people are judging you a particular way or treating you a particular way, it's usually because they deserve to be treated that way. So that person who is reducing you to a brand name, that means that they don't have any depth and they are to be reduced to a brand name. Those people who don't answer your calls, or they shun you or sun you, or treat you as a send off, or, you know, kind of act as if you're unimportant or don't give you any kind of respect and value, it's because that's usually who they are. And people project who they are. For example, I treat people with respect. I'm very down to earth. I don't wear my title on my sleeve. You know, I have a lot of great traits, but I'm not conceited. You know, I'm kind to people. That's because that's the way I deserve to be treated. And that's how I know I should be treated. When people are mean and nasty and arrogant, it's because that's a reflection of who they are. That's how they deserve to be treated. But people use those aggressive, assertive tones because they're trying to throw you off and make you think that they're more than what they are. For example, in psychoanalysis, I work with higher functioning people, but with, you know, when I'm doing other things, I might work with lower functioning people, and many of the lower functioning people are usually the most disrespectful, the most demanding, the most rude. They're rude. And it's like, why is this person speaking like this and they need help? And it's usually because they're embarrassed. They have so much shame. So they're talking in a way as if they don't need you. Prove yourself to me. But in actuality, they really do. And that's usually how you feel about yourself. You treat people based on how you truly feel about yourself, right? Whereas when I'm working with higher functioning people, and when I am talking with educated people, or people who are well-traveled, well-versed, they are usually or level-headed, spiritual, holding a lot of integrity and honesty. They conduct themselves in an entirely different way. And that's because usually they're respectable and honorable, and they deserve that. So whenever a person is like lying and manipulating and it's all about them and narcissistic, unreliable, irresponsible, that's because they're not to be taken seriously. They're letting you know that they don't take you seriously, that they don't take life seriously, and they don't take what they are sowing seriously. They don't take their karma seriously. So that's letting you know that you shouldn't take that person seriously. If a person is unreliable, treat them like they're unreliable. If a person has no integrity, treat them like a liar. If a person is irresponsible, treat them like they're irresponsible. If a person breaks promises, treat them like a person that you can't count on. If a person is manipulative, treat them like you, hey, sleep with one eye open. Because you can't trust the person because they're letting you know. One thing I love about the brain is that a person who is lower functioning and defended and or having a lot of pathology, which is maladaptive behavior, they usually Freudian slip, you know, and they'll tell you who they are on accident. You know how Maya Angelou always said, when people show you who they are, believe them. That's because they're giving you notification of what they're about, what they stand for, and what they're capable of and what they're not capable of. So believe nothing other than that. You know, stop believing that people are the opposite of what they're showing you. They're not. They're not playing. It's not April Fool's. It's not Halloween. And April Fool's and Halloween, last time I checked, was one day. Out of the year, it does not last 365 days. People show you who they are right away. They don't show you who they are 3 months later. You see people in depth and layers over time. But people give off a vibe, a spirit right away. And if you can't tell from looking at them, then do not trust your physical eyes. Rely on Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, reveal this person to me. And so I'm saying that usually spirits that are operating on a lower level, as they would say, low vibrational, they normally are not really responsible or treating people with dignity and respect. And they usually are kind of undermine and demean. And that's because that's who they are. And I've talked about this in other videos, but with narcissists, a lot of times we fall into their traps over and over and over again because we feel sorry for them because they are mosquitoes. They are energy vampires. They suck blood. And so when there's no more blood supply, they die. A mosquito can't live without blood just as well as a vampire can't live without blood, right? Or energy, right? So when there's no more energy around, when there's no more blood, the vampire and or the mosquito dies. Or it, like a flea. A flea can't live without blood, right? And so when I think of narcissists, I think of fleas, mosquitoes, energy vampires. And they, when their source is out, they cry. Just as well as when demons are being casted out, they cry, they beg, they plead, they negotiate, they literally ask, please don't send me back. Please don't send me back to hell. They literally say things like that. And the reason being is because they're not a true soul. They're energy vampires, bloodsuckers, fleas. They don't have a soul. And a spirit without a soul does not have a right to be on earth. And so in order for them to have jurisdiction on earth, they find a body that is not covered with the full blood, pleaded, and not knowing their spiritual authority. And we've all had those moments. No one comes into the earth. You know, no one's born into the earth knowing their spiritual authority, knowing how to plead the blood. No one is born that way. It's all a learning experience. And so I'm basically saying that to say that that is how narcissists operate too. Once they're found out and discovered and they don't have that narcissistic supply, they cry, they plead, they ball up in a corner, and then we give in to them and then they get us again. And so it's just, you have to believe what you see. This person's dirty. This person's nasty. This person is not to my liking. This person isn't my cup of tea. This person isn't serving me. This person isn't benefiting my interests. This person is not bringing me up or elevating my purpose. This person is not a destiny friend or a destiny helper. This is not a destiny opportunity or a destiny job. You know, this is not a destiny mate, destiny partner, destiny marital spouse. This is not destiny. And when you can accept that, you can say, I'm going to treat this person based on what they are showing me, because you know a tree by its fruit. No tree can walk up to you and tell you they're an apple tree if they taste like an orange. And no orange tree can come up to you and tell you that they're orange tree if they taste like bananas. You know a tree by its fruit. Never listen to what people say they are, because they're always going to say they're the great, they're the best, they're this, they're that. They're never going to tell you exactly who they are. The enemy never will tell you who he is. He is bold and he's a liar, right? So people are always going to tell you what they want to be. They're going to tell you what they want, what you want to hear. They're never going to tell you who they are. But if you listen to what they show you, if you listen to what they present, if you listen to how they treat you, and if you listen to how they show up for you or lack of, how they believe in you or lack of, how they, how reliable they are or lack of, if you listen to all of those cues, it really will tell you who that person is and what part they're going to play in your life. Because they're telling you how they deserve to be treated. People treat people according to how they deserve to be treated. So people who are kind and respectful usually want to be treated with kindness and respect. So with that being said, I just want to say, believe what you see, what Holy Spirit tells you is there. Believe your spiritual eyes. Do not believe none of what you see or hear with your physical eyes. Believe the eyes that God gives you to see and the ears that God gives you to hear, and you will know everything. No one will ever be able to scam you or fool you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.